From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. warplanes bomb an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdine Shushan, a Tunisian national and Islamic State operative, also known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said Sabir was specifically targeted because both he and the ISIL fighters at the camp were planning external attacks on the United States and other Western interests in the region. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. News reports say that more than 30 ISIS recruits were among those among the casualties, that is. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for the second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Witnesses say police took Besigye and other top members of his party, the Forum for Democratic Change, away from their party headquarters in Kampala. Police had fired tear gas into the building as party leaders tried to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities. Provisional results released by Uganda's Electoral Commission Friday show President Museveni leading with about 62% of the vote. Besigye has 32%. This is VOA News.